Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, folks, and welcome to a Monday edition of the Weekly Conversation live in the Coronavirus Studios in Quarantine Central. Yeah, there's places, I think, in California, I read an article that they're, like, there's something going around, like, a cold, because people are, like, having, like, trouble breathing and stuff, and it's not the flu, it's not COVID, it's just, like, a cold, and some places, like, oh, no, it's back, it's the 50th strain of the virus or whatever the, but anywho, so I'm going to get into so much tonight because I'm sorry, it's like these people that stand up for pro-abortion, you know, they support abortion, I'm like, your mom chose life, excuse me, well, you're here because your mom chose, well, you know, like they ask these people, like infant is, well, can the fetus inside the mom do algebra and this and that? And he goes, can a three-year-old, can it do algebra? Can it do this? No. Well, then why don't you just kill it? You know, it's like these, like, should men be able to have a say in abortions? Well, it's 50% yours. You know, and they say most of the abortions happen because a woman gets pregnant and the man's just cowards. He didn't take responsibility, him or the woman. But, you know, you have all these Trumps and Nazi people, and then you have, and it saddens me because you have all these people, when they post images, this person's missing, this person's head was chopped off, they were killed, they were slaughtered, whatever the case. And people are tearing all these things down, basically saying, F the Jews, sticking the middle finger out. And these are probably the same people that call Trump Nazi. I mean, they're having massive, massive protests in England, massive, massive protests in D.C. with people with basically Nazi flags. The Israeli flag, the Palestinian flag, they basically want to exterminate Jews. They want to kill them all, just like Hitler. It's sad. You have these same people call Trump Hitler, but then they want to exterminate Jews. I mean, we have Rashida Tlaib and all these Democrats that are anti-Jewish, that how dare Palestine get attacked? Israel should not be allowed to defend itself. Okay, well, and she's one of those people that will sit there and try to take your gun rights away from you all the while having people protecting her full of guns. It makes no sense. I mean, the polling now has, like, good luck. I mean, the polling now has Biden so far down, they're like, okay, what do we do? Because no one wants, they don't know who to pick because Trump's not, you know, Trump's the answer. But, you know, Democrats don't have an answer because they've kind of stuck with Biden. A Michigan football staffer has been fired after allegedly trying to meet a 13-year-old girl. That's what happens when God gets out of everything. Ryan Zink has zero confidence in Biden's administration about migrant thing. They don't. Again, I would hate to know who's in this country because they don't care. They're just letting people come in this border willy-nilly. They're letting drugs, fentanyl, and everything else. John Veit scolds daughter Angela Jolie over Israel comments, urges no coexistence with Hamas. Like, well, they need to exist. How dare? Yeah. Oh, so I guess Israel's getting their heads chopped off. Jews are. They're being killed. But they're not supposed to fight back. How dare they? A drag queen rages over religious gatekeeping after his album disqualified from Grammy category. Yeah, transgender drag queen has a religious album out, that's like saying, okay, I'm a good evil person. I'm a peaceful murderer. Makes no sense. I got so much I want to get into, folks. Listen to this.
Hey, friends, it's Stacia James Lewis, author, speaker, and founder of Women Wives Warriors. And today's verse can be found in Colossians chapter 4, verse 6. It reads, "Let your conversation be always full of grace, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how to answer everyone." Now, this chapter is loaded with wisdom as the Apostle Paul offers guidance to the Colossian church, encouraging them to be wise in their interaction with non-believers. And here in verse 6, we learn that our communication with others should always, not sometimes, but always reflect the graciousness of God, mimicking the character and kindness of our Savior. Paul then goes on to say that our conversation should be seasoned with salt. His intentional use of salt as a metaphor embodies its diverse purposes. Now, back in Paul's day, they didn't have refrigerators, so salt was used to preserve meat and prevent it from decaying. The implication here is that when our speech is seasoned with salt, we can preserve the integrity of God's word by defending the gospel without deflating the person. And by engaging in respectful conversations, we have the ability to preserve relationships. Not only does salt preserve, but the first thing that came to mind when hearing Paul's expression is its ability to enhance the flavor of food so that it is agreeable to our palates. Too much salt and it's overpowering. Not enough salt and it's uninteresting. But just enough salt can enhance the flavors of any dish. And here's the thing, family. As someone who loves to cook, let me tell you, how I season my meat is not how I season my potatoes. And much like different dishes call for different amounts of salt to achieve a balanced flavor, Paul expresses at the end of this verse that each individual that crosses our path requires a distinct approach in conversation in order to reach a harmonious outcome. Remember, our approach is vital when winning people over to Christ. Our words, much like salt, can be both potent and preserving, both soothing and savory, both pleasant and poignant. So today, let our conversation be God-flavored and full of grace, so that we may know how to respond to everyone.
Think about that as you're going through your day or evening or whatever, folks, whenever you're watching this. Thank you so much for tuning in. What a program to everyone that I have tons of people that listen all around the world. You know, this program, my producer, me, everyone, we stand with Israel. We stand with the Jewish nation. The Bible says to. I mean, if you go to Psalms 122. Let's go to Psalms 122, verse 6 and 7. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May those who love you be secure. May there be peace within the walls and security within your citadels. Yeah, I did a whole thing of Bible verses about protecting Israel and standing with Israel. Yeah. There's tons. And I will bless them that bless thee and curse him that curseth thee. And in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. Pray for peace. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. They shall prosper that love thee. Psalms 122:6. Genesis 12:3, that was the first two. Those are King James. I got tons of them. For the nation and kingdom that shall not serve thee shall perish ye. Those nations shall be utterly wasted. Think about that as you're going through your day to day. Think I'm gonna be going through that because it just sickens me when all these Trump is racist, Trump's Hitler, Trump's Hitler, Trump's Hitler, and then you have massive, I mean, as big as January 6th, if not bigger, standing with Palestine, talking about killing Jews. They have posters put up. Basically, these people are missing. These people have been killed, this and stuff. And people are tearing them down and sticking the middle finger. I mean, Starbucks, their workers' union stands with Hamas. I stand with the Jewish people. I stand with Israel. It's funny, Trump has always stood with Israel and the Jewish people and Benjamin Netanyahu, it's amazing. Where's all the Trump's Hitler people now when they're standing with Hamas, these same people? Where are they? Rashida Tlaib accuses Biden of supporting genocide of Palestine because how dare Biden support Israel? He needs to stand with killing of Jews. And you could go to people and they say, what's the difference between, is Trump a Nazi? Yes. Do you support Hamas? Yes. Well, it's like these girls that I could never vote for anybody. I'm never in a million years could I support someone that said this. And I forget what the thing was. And they had, and they showed a video of Hillary Clinton saying this because they had Hillary Clinton shirts. And they kind of like snuck away because they didn't know what to do because they can't. Wait a minute here. I just said that I could never support a candidate that says this. And then they say this and like, what do I do? No, if it's Trump, they'd have been, see, I knew Trump said that. I knew this. You know, it's like there's a double standard in this world. You either stand with terrorists and Palestine and Hamas, or you stand with Israel. There are many nations in the Middle East that have like no Jews now. Israel has mosques. They welcome Jewish people. I mean, it's ridiculous. But this is what happens. I mean, this isn't even like stunning to me. A Michigan football staffer fired after allegedly trying to meet a 13-year-old girl. I mean, this isn't even like faze me anymore. I watch, I love watching tons of cyber criminals, and what I mean by that is there are people that go after, like, if you've ever heard of Pleasant Green, he does all kinds of stuff, scammer payback, and they go after these, or they find out what, like, hey, this is a puppy scam, and it's like, hey, I got a puppy for sale, I got an apartment for sale, and they try to get you to give them a down payment online and all this stuff, and they're all scams, and you go to scammer payback, and a bunch of these, there's a ton of these places where they've done, they go and they like Trilogy Media, they go and they say, hey, I'm a 13-year-old girl, I'm home alone and this and that, and they talk for these people forever, and then these guys will come to the house, and these guys that come to the house have a 13-year-old daughter or a 16-year-old daughter or whatever, and they're going to meet somebody, and there's an ex-vet that used to do it in Texas, and a bunch of these stores, like, we don't want these people here, you need to stop doing this, and he would go to a store to meet a kid, thinking he's meeting some 16, what are you doing here? And one of them, he goes, you get on that phone right now, and you call your wife, and you tell her why you're here, what the heck's going on? And it's, and when he tells her, she goes, oh my gosh, beep, 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 and says, so they had to beep it out because of what she said, and he goes, I want a divorce, we're done now, click. I mean, when you have a 14-year-old daughter at home and you're going to meet a 12-year-old, this is so commonplace now. It doesn't even faze me when I see someone that there to meet a 13-year-old girl. When Penn State, when Jerry Sandusky was accused of doing what he did, I would have praised Penn State if they would have said, hey, we have one of the football staffers is on paid administrative leave barring an investigation into some misconduct. If the allegations are found to be true, we will go through a disciplinary action. If not, he will be reinstated fully. Now, what did they do? They tried to shove it under the rug and, oh, we're perfect. We're Penn State. We don't do anything wrong. They tried to push it under the rug. And then when Joe Paterno basically went ahead and said, okay, he went to the upper brass and said, hey, I think something's wrong. This needs to be investigated. They did. They kind of pushed it under the rug. And I mean, maybe he should have went to the police. But, you know, oh, what? It's just sad. Like, I cooked for Jared like 7 times from Subway. He'd bring kit, and knowing what he was doing, it kind of makes it sick when you think that, hey, he was taking young kids and taking them out to lunch. A couple times, I'm like, hey, let me get a chicken teriyaki sub for him, and, you know, like a heart-healthy sub when the subs he'd eaten, you know, and put it on the plate. And but he was talking about moderation and, you know, and all this stuff. And knowing what you know now about him, it's kind of, because you know what he was into. And it's just, it's sad that this is, but this is commonplace because we've gotten God out of everything. Oh, don't, oh, you can't hit your kid. I was the remote control. Change the channel, son. But I want to watch this. We only have like 12, like, I remember when having like 12 channels was huge. And two of them were like a PBS station. That's why I don't have a problem. That's why I like, I love watching This Old House. And, you know, I grew up watching The Red Green. Oh, that's my, one of my, I love Bob Ross, but, you know, I love for that. I mean, it's very liberal television, but I loved it because that's what I, that's all we had. And we grew up watching regular television. I will probably go to prison if I knew someone tried to do something to Abby or someone tried to do something to any of my nieces or nephews, because that ain't going to happen. It's sad that we live in a world that, okay, I remember I was at a Christmas party and one of my nieces came up to me and she goes, yeah, I don't feel safe around this person. And somebody brought a friend and she goes, don't leave me. And I'm like, you won't. And I said, you did the right thing. You go to an adult, whether it's me, whether it's my wife, you know, your mom or dad or my mother and father-in-law. And it's just sad that we live in this world where you have this and it's so commonplace. It's like, I don't know. I just don't understand. But then again, I don't understand all these people that are, that for like, for the longest time, for 4 years, Trump's a Nazi, we're all racist. All us racists, all us conservative racists stand with Israel and Jewish people. I remember when COVID happened and they showed all these hospitals with thousands of people running around like crazy and trying to, I got to get tested. And they showed all the panic. And then the guy, one of the guys the next day went to that exact hospital and goes, here's this hospital from CBS News, the exact hospital. I'm going to pause the videos of CBS News to prove to you this is the exact same hospital. The next day, there's nobody there. And guess what? When they showed all these hospitals overflowing with people, yes, we have, this is the fifth semi to come with the refrigerator truck because we have so many bodies and all this crap. And my aunt was in a hospital. They were pulling their hair out. They had nothing to do because all you can have was COVID patients and the hospital is practically empty. Unless you were having cardiac arrest and were about to die, she said the place was vacant. There were more people working there than patients. And okay, let's do a DNA test. And they did it, and we have Jewish in us. Pretty proud of that fact. I can probably trace my lineage back to Abraham in the Bible. I'm pretty proud of that fact. And I've always stood with Jewish people. I have Jewish friends. They're always like, Merry Christmas. I'm like, Happy Hanukkah, brother. You know, and I did a bar mitzvah one time for a doctor's son. Oh, I mean, we spent like $17,000 on the food, not what we charged them. That's just what we, and I told my buddy, I said, I've got $100 for you. He goes, what? I want you to come over when we do the stuff at the synagogue so that I don't want to make sure I'm not going to break any rules or do we take our shoes off? What do we do? I want to make sure everything's kosher. I don't do anything wrong. And I told the rabbi, Samuel Weingart, I said, I want you to bless this. And you know, I just want to make sure he's here just to make sure we follow Jewish law and stuff, so we don't, you know, do anything illegal or offensive, you know, to the religion. He was, and they were really thankful for that. And, you know, you could have asked me, but that's cool that you did that. You know, it just shows that you care. So, yeah, we care. And, like they have, like, this pate thing that they eat. Looks like Nine Lives, kind of like that, like the cat stuff, like the cat puree, like the wet cat